Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
To that Leaving Cert calculated grades process and the two errors that have been identified, I'm joined now to discuss the fallout from it by Niall Collins, Minister of State at the Department of Education and Skills, and also the Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly. And Alan Kelly, can I come to you first in our Dáil studio? What did you know when you stood up in the Dáil yesterday and raised this matter?
Well, I'd been consulting with Eoghan Reardon. He had said that, you know, he'd been dealing with the department in relation to the Leaving Cert and those who were appealing their decisions. And obviously with a deadline of this Friday for those who want to do the written exam. And he felt they had gone to ground, to be fair. He'd done his research. I had cases myself that had been brought to me from all over the country and indeed in Tipperary. And we had similar issues, a lack of information coming forward. And we were wondering what was happening. And essentially, we questioned, was there a further problem with the Leaving Cert? So that's the reason I stood up in the Dáil.
So you had an inkling there was something going on?
Oh, with a fair inkling, because obviously you're dealing with people all the time. But Eoghan had done his research, had looked into it, and that's the reason I asked the question. The status and the scale of it obviously wasn't something that we were aware of. And I find it extraordinary that, you know, in Dáil Éireann, that the Taoiseach didn't come in at an earlier date once he knew about this and inform everybody, because, you know, what happened yesterday was unprecedented as far as I've been in politics. I've never seen anything quite like it. He had a file with him in case he was asked the question, but he didn't volunteer the information. He never told us. Imagine there was a cabinet meeting on Tuesday and he didn't inform the cabinet. I mean, what does that say about collective cabinet decision making, accountability? What does it say about the willingness to keep people informed? Obviously, the Taoiseach and others were afraid to inform cabinet members in case this was going to leak. But sure, it was coming out the following day anyway.
Well, let's find out what the Minister of State, Niall Collins, thinks about that. Good morning to you, Minister. Thanks for joining
us
today,
Claire,
on the programme. Why did we only hear about this yesterday because Alan Kelly raised it in the Dáil?
Well, I think we were going to hear about it yesterday. In any event, what has transpired over the last number of days...
Why do you say that?
Well, the Minister Foley has made a number of statements to the media as early as or as late as this morning on Morning Ireland, and she's outlined quite clearly that when she and her department were in a position to put some information into the public domain in relation to the error, which was found, that she did so when it was most appropriate. There was no point in coming out saying that we have discovered an error and not being able to inform people at the very least as to what had happened and how many people were potentially impacted.
But that failure to come out last Wednesday when the department knew about this leaves everyone now with the impression that it was only when the Labour Party smelt a rat that we found out about it.
No, absolutely not. I just can't agree with that. What's important here, Claire, is that the issue is dealt with properly and that the students who were discommoded by this, that their circumstances and that their situations will be addressed properly and that that their situation will be put right and that they will be given a proper offer through the CAO system. That is right and proper. What's important here is the students. I think all this discussion and the noise in relation to who was told and when people were told within the political bubble really doesn't matter to the students and their families out there. They want to know that their sons or their daughters, if they were part of this cohort of 6,500 students, that they will receive their proper grade, and they will, and that they will then receive the offer that they should have received had the error not occurred.
And how would that happen? Because we don't have unlimited college places, especially in those high demand courses.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, firstly, the department that I'm working with Minister Simon Harris is the Department of Further and Higher Education. We've already put on 5,000 additional college places this year. There was 3,000 built in to the estimates last year to allow for increase in demographics. And only a number of weeks ago, an additional 2,000 places were also put on. So Minister Foley, Minister Harris, and other government speakers have said that everything possible will be done to accommodate students who will receive a higher offer. But that that number is yet undetermined. We've heard speaker after speaker across various media platforms, and again on your own RTE's Morning Ireland this morning, the spokesperson for the Irish Universities Association, who have told us that estimates are just guesstimates at the moment. Is it going to be 1,000? Is it going to be 1,200? Is it going to be less? We simply don't know at this point in time until the corrected file goes to the CAO and until the CAO run that through their system and give the revised offers to those students.
I just can't imagine what it's like. You know, you've started a course, say it's in Galway, you wanted to go to UCD but you didn't get it. You're sitting there today thinking, my whole life could be upended now in the next couple of days because of a mistake.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's been a very difficult year for everybody with the pandemic across all sections of society, but in particular students, and in particular Leaving Cert students who will be building all their lives to face such an important crossroads in their life, which is the Leaving Certificate.
And they were all assured that this system was going to be watertight. We heard it so many times. Don't worry, it'll all be fine. We have this sorted. All the checks are done. The T's are crossed. The I's are dotted. And then this happens.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have happened. And Minister Foley was very forthright in her apology. And the department has apologised, and I would reiterate that on both their behalves again this morning. This is far from what we wanted to happen, but it has happened, and it has to be dealt with now appropriately, and it has to be put right for those students who are impacted,
okay.
And it will be put right.
Alan Kelly, what are the issues that you have come across as people have been contacting you about this?
Well, first, I find it regrettable that Minister Collins would say that, you know, opposition parties and the Labour Party who revealed this looking for accountability as to how this happened is noise. It certainly isn't noise to the thousands of parents and students listening across the country. Claire, I think there's four areas here. First things first is we need to get to the facts. How many students are affected? And we actually need to find out, is the process that has now been corrected actually correct? Are there further issues? We secondly need to advise students who have a deadline of Friday to apply for their written exam. We need to advise them what to do. We need to find out how we're going to deal with the students who will be upgraded, how we're going to get them college places, what are the consequences where third level institutions can't give them. Thirdly, parents and students who have paid for colleges, who now will potentially be going to other courses, will they get their fees and accommodation paid by the state? That's going to be a real issue. If students can't get their preferred course when they're upgraded and they defer it for the year, I presume their fees and SUSE grants will be paid next year. And fourthly, then, and at the very last, but it will be important in a week's time, we need to get to the bottom of what went on here. I do not buy this whole issue in relation to coding. This is not a coding issue or failure.
Why do you say that?
Because, well, you know, as somebody who's a history working in IT, like, this is a design flaw. This is an implementation error. There's a whole library as to how you develop pieces of software like this and how you do this. This is designed by the Department of Education working with an outside contractor. But ultimately, the Department of Education have to know what they're doing. And obviously, they didn't know what they were doing. These errors are pretty fundamental. To say that it was a few lines in 50 lines of code, one small error in a line of code in a process like this can throw everything off. This is a design failure. It's a failure by the Department of Education. In layman's terms, it's very similar if you're building a school and you got the foundations wrong. This is pretty basic stuff. And to have such a fundamental error affecting 61,000 students needs a deep trawl through.
OK, Noel Collins, what do you say to that?
Well, I never knew that Alan, apart from being an expert on many things, is also an expert on coding and software engineering. And fair play to you, Alan. But that's the impression that you're giving and the presentation that you're making.
I had a previous job before politics.
So had I. And the point is this, Claire. Minister Foley explained yesterday quite plainly and quite calmly what happened. There was a coding error in a couple of lines of about 50,000 lines of coding. The error was made by the company that was engaged to work on the algorithm, Polymetrica. She has now brought in an oversight company from the United States, ETS Educational Testing, to oversee and to verify that everything else is fully in order. This error was identified internally within the department by Polymetrica and the department. They put their hands up. They are informing the students who have been impacted by it. They are upgrading the students who have been impacted by it, whose marks or whose grades
and we know were impacted negatively. Can I just put this? This is actually a really straightforward way of putting it to you. And it comes from a listener, Celine, who's in Wexford this morning. She says the algorithm should now be abandoned. All students should receive the higher grades given by their teachers. Minister Foley assured students that the algorithm would be fair and not disadvantage anyone. What do you think of that idea?
Well, look, I mean, you're getting back into a fundamental argument in the debate about that in relation to the whole calculated grade system. But all I can tell you is, last year, when we had the regular leaving certificate, somewhere between 83 and 84% of students received one of their first three CAO offers. This year, 80% of students received one of their first three CAO choices. So it has worked. It's not perfect. Many education commentators will tell you that the previous system wasn't perfect either. So in the midst of the fluid crisis that the country finds itself in, it's the best possible solution which the government came up with.
But your problem is, you see, that you gave the assurances that this would be fair, and as Celine says, that nobody would be disadvantaged, and people have been disadvantaged. So you talk about the fundamentals of it. The fundamentals of this grading system have been undermined.
Well, I want to say to you quite clearly, Claire, and I'm reiterating what Minister Simon Harris has said and also what Minister Norma Foley has said. The students who have been impacted by this, it will be put right for them and they will be accommodated in the third level institutions if they are afforded a higher offer through the CAO system. The recalculated upgraded grades as a result of this error, when they are corrected, that file in a number of days will go to the CAO. Okay. The CAO will run that through their system and make the revised offers.
All right.
And that is right and proper. The government have been very, very clear
Alan
in relation
Kelly,
to this.
A quick word to finish and then we have to move
but
on.
The minister says this will be put right. Is the minister sitting here this morning saying that every student who's going to be upgraded, who's going to get it, should have got a different course, that they will be getting that course? Because if he is, that's not what the college is saying. And secondly, I want to know the following. Last Tuesday, they found out about this error. Why did the department allow second-round CAO offers to go out on Wednesday morning? They knew there was an error. They may not have knew the scale of it, but they knew the potential error here was pretty big. Why did they allow CAO offers to go out? And final thing is, remember, it was Thomas Byrne, Fianna Fáil, who wanted the Leaving Cert cancelled without an alternative. And now we've ended up where we are today.
Oh, so it's Thomas Byrne's fault?
Well, he was the one who was pushing for this before this government came into place. So you can actually trace a lot of this back towards the decision-making as regards the Leaving Cert that we actually had now.
All right. I'm going to leave that there. We want to move on because we have lots more people to talk about on this. Minister Niall Collins and Alan Kelly from the Labour Party, thank you both very much indeed for joining us. Brian Gill is partner in Callan Tansey and a commercial litigation and employment law solicitor and is on the line now. Brian, good morning to you. You're welcome.
Good morning, Claire.
Can I ask you, first of all, do students have a case here in relation to what's happened?
The short answer is, Claire, that we don't know yet until such time as this particular remedy is, or this particular issue is remedied by the minister. I understand it's going to take a number of days. We just have to see where the dust settles and how many of the students who are affected get the actual course that they want. A number of them will just get an uplift and merely get an uplift on their grade without any change to their courses. Others will get an uplift which will result in them getting additional points, which will result in them getting a course higher up their CAO choice. And for them, there's the second issue as to trying to get a place on that course. For some of them, they may stay put where they are if they've taken up another course. But for others, there will be an issue as to whether or not they can take up that additional course. If they can't do that, and the best that they can do is get a deferred place, then the question of some loss arises. And the question then arises is as to how that loss can be remedied. It would appear that potentially the remedy that's available to them, the judicial review remedy, would not be open on the basis that they have received a deferred place. So they have received a place. The courts may be reluctant then to disturb that. They may look at the issue of damages. And then the issue is, how do you quantify those damages for somebody who is going to get a place on their course next year, 2021, but isn't going to get the place this year, 2020? That's going to be a difficulty.
There's also an issue for the people who are already in those courses, and they may be leapfrogged by people who now have their grades uplifted. And if they are affected by this, that's a whole other cohort of people who might be looking at their options.
That's absolutely right, Claire. My understanding from what the minister said is that nobody would be adversely affected. First of all, that nobody's going to get a downgrade in relation to the latest error. I think if you carry the logic through to its natural conclusion, it would be that students who are currently on courses who haven't been affected by the grading error, or who have been affected by the grading error but are already on the course of their choice, I don't think anybody could seriously suggest that those students would have to make way or be penalised in any sense as a result of other students coming in late in the day as a result of this latest technical error.
When I was talking to the two politicians there, we touched on the fact that maybe the entirety of the results process is called into question now. Do you think there is an issue there?
I think there's at least an issue that needs to be looked at. So when you look at the standardisation process, Claire, effectively there's four pillars to that. There was the data at national level for the Leaving Cert exams for 2019 and previous years. There was the data at school level for the Leaving Cert exams for last year and for previous years. There was the data at the individual candidate level for Leaving Cert exams for 2019 and before. And then there was, of course, the data of the junior cert results of the 2020 Leaving Cert group. Now, when you think about it, all bar one of those pillars are under attack in some shape or form. So the last one, which is the data in relation to the junior cert results, that's under attack in relation to this latest technical error. But the other two, the one in relation to the data at the school level for the Leaving Cert exams for 2019, that was pulled by the minister on the 24th of August. And it's that particular pillar which is the subject of the litigation that's currently before the High Court. You'll have read in this morning's paper there's the case of Freddie Sherry, which is now taken over as the lead case. And it's that specific provision of the pillar in the standardisation process that's under attack in that case, effectively saying that by removing that factor in the mix or under consideration, that Mr. Sherry and other students in his position have been disproportionately disadvantaged. The previous case of Anya Finnegan and also Martha Woods, although I understand her case was withdrawn. And then there's the Board of Management and a number of students from St. Killian's School. And the third limb there, which is the one in relation to the students who would have taken the Leaving Cert in 2019 but are coming back into the mix in 2020, I understand there's also a case there in relation to that. So you can clearly see that really almost all of the pillars, whether it's in high court litigation or whether it's now in terms of a review, are under attack.
No harm, though, to tell people who are considering their options today and perhaps their legal options that this is a very expensive route to take.
It is. High court litigation is extremely expensive, Claire. And as I've said before, perhaps to yourself or certainly to other commentators, it's binary in terms of it's a win-lose situation. And the rule in Irish law in relation to costs is that effectively, the losing party pays not only their own legal costs, but also the costs of the successful party, if you want to put it that way, or the person who has successfully defended the case.
High stakes,
so
indeed.
It's high stakes. And in that regard, I would just like to advocate, potentially, that the minister, in this particular area, in terms of the Leaving Cert going forward, that the area of mediation would be looked at as an alternative to high court litigation for students. I think it's unfair that they would have to be faced with that particular stark choice. I think there are models available that can be looked at to see, can the matter be resolved without recourse to the four courts.
Brian Gill, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. I want to move now to Claire Nolan, who's a Leaving Cert student who has just been through this process. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. How did you feel when you got your marks originally? Were you okay with them?
Yeah, well, when I saw my original points, I actually was quite happy because I wasn't so aware of all the inflation that had occurred. And I thought I had my top five courses secured.
But you were marked down in six out of your seven subjects.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, but you were confident that you would get the course that you wanted?
Yeah, one of the courses I was confident I would get because I landed in a place that would secure me any of my top five. But unfortunately, due to the inflation, all the courses went up so much that I didn't get a course I was very happy with. I ended up on my fifth choice.
Okay,
which was business and Polish.
So the course that you wanted was business economics and social studies in Trinity. That was the aim. You got your fifth choice, which was, as you said there, business and Polish.
Yes.
Do you speak Polish?
Not a word. I've never done Polish in my life.
Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, now the course has said they're okay with it, but it's not a good position for me to be in because they expect me to be at an A2 academic level by the end of first year.
Okay.
Now, in five years of learning Spanish, I'm only at a B2 level.
So you put this business and Polish course down. You didn't think that you would end up getting your fifth offer, but it had the business element, which was the one that you really wanted, right?
Yeah, it was my safety net, yeah.
Okay. Now, when you heard that there had been errors in the algorithm used to calculate the marks yesterday, how did that make you feel?
I was very annoyed. Like, did they not do any user acceptance testing? Like, how did they let the coding error go through? Like, surely they tested that over and over again, given the impact it was going to have on so many students.
And given that you know you were downgraded in your eventual results from what your teachers decided you should get, do you expect that you might be eligible now for a different offer?
I would hope so, but I also don't want to get too excited because I was already let down on the first day of the AO offers, and then I got my hope up for the second round and didn't hear anything. So I don't want to expect anything, mm-hmm. but I'm very hopeful.
Has it been a bit of a roller coaster?
Absolutely, especially seeing the points and thinking it was okay, but then the inflation happened and it wasn't okay and I ended up not where I expected to be. It was all over the place.
Well, Claire, we wish you well. And look, we'll keep in touch with you and see what happens when those offers eventually, when all of this plays out and if any new offer comes to you, we'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Good luck in the meantime with the business in Polish, though.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us. Clive Byrne is Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. And Clive, we get to see firsthand there how this is impacting people. Can I ask you first of all, though, about the Leaving Cert resits? The deadline for applications is tomorrow. Does yesterday's news change things now?
Well, we'd be quite hopeful that the department would reconsider one more. The State Exams Commission and the department, the application deadline is tomorrow. And given the uncertainty that exists around the Leaving Cert calculated grades at the moment, I think it would be worthwhile if the department would be willing to extend the deadline from tomorrow for a couple of days until more information comes into the system to give the students the opportunity to consider their options. I mean, the point that Claire made there is very, very valid. But we have always maintained as school leaders and as school principals and educators that you're not judged. You know, there's more to you than your Leaving Certificate results, and there's many, many pathways to achieve what you want to achieve. So we'd be hopeful that the department would consider an extension to the application to do the Leaving Cert, which will take place in November. We'd hopeful that would be extended by a couple of days. Thank you.
You were told that this was watertight, weren't you, this grading system?
From the very outset, all of the partners, you know, the unions, management bodies, students, parents, all of the groups that were involved in the discussions, we were certainly assured that the appropriate protections had been put in place to ensure a process. And that's the only thing that I can say about the current controversy, that it's quite clear that nothing involving the professionalism of the teachers or the scrupulousness of school leaders in doing their job to ensure the calculated grades process, that has taken place, and that it's a fault outside the education system that's resulted in the present controversy. But the fact that the controversy is ongoing at the moment and people are looking to sort it out is typical of what happens in the education sector, where we try to make sure that all students can use their Leaving Certificate as a pathway to the world of work, the world of higher education, further education and so on. But as I said earlier on, Claire, you're not governed and you're not the Leaving Cert results don't mean you as a person are anyway diminished. So in those circumstances, we'd hope that the system will work its way through to enable the students go and achieve their goals. It proves absolutely that the Leaving Cert is now just a filter for third level. And one of the issues that's involved that NAPD has participated in is the whole concept of senior cycle reform. Because in truth, although we accept the fact that the Leaving Certificate is brutal but fair, right, and certainly can't be compromised a la the present calculated grade system.
Yes.
In actual fact, the Leaving Cert doesn't suit 20% of the students in our schools, and we need to not lose sight of the fact that what is there, we need to look to reform it.
Clive Byrne, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Now we're going to go to Tony Connolly with some breaking news on Brexit after this break.